going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! All right, happy Thursday, everybody. Little Friday.
Yeah.
It's a little Friday. Very excited. Don't forget, 10 a.m., last moments to register for that Facial Aesthetics Girls Night Out for tonight. We left two spaces open so we could draw those for today. They will notify you if you won. Go to alice1059.com for you and a guest to join me tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see you guys. You guys should come and get some stuff done.
Oh. Yeah. Well, tonight might be a bad night for us to get some stuff done, though.
Why is that?
Well, you're going to be busy over there.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be
busy
over there. Going to be a lot of people there.
And I don't think they're going to have the draft on.
No. I want to watch the draft or the Nuggets and all that. So I don't know. Maybe another night, though.
If we showed up, we'd need a lot of work. Need a lot of attention
on
us.
That's kind of what they told me. We're still working on me. Still a project. But we're getting there. Slow but sure with Jame. Slow but sure. All right. A couple of things. First of all, oh my gosh. Our little own Schmidl right here at the Radio Ranch is so excited about this upcoming Pee Wee Herman documentary.
He sure is.
He cannot hardly stand it.
Well, he and Pee Wee have a lot in common.
They really do.
They really do.
Uh-huh. Back of a theater. Just you.
Yeah. Remember you went to the theater by yourself just a couple of weeks ago?
I did.
Yeah. That was a Pee-wee moment.
It was a Pee-wee moment.
Sure was. It was you living you living the past of Pee-wee. There you are in the theater all alone. Watching Minecraft.
Now I think
all those kids around. Oh boy. Yep. You got that popcorn splashing everywhere, because everybody's got to ride the chicken.
Me and Pee-wee, man.
Yeah.
Chicken jockey.
What's it called? The chicken jockey?
Yeah.
Chicken jockey. Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say ride your chicken. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Pee-wee Herman's coming out. Schmidl. You got to be excited.
Yeah, on HBO.
All right. Here is the trailer. Number one.
What? I'm having a party, and you're invited.
It's weird to be in this situation having a documentary made because I'm used to having control of my alter ego. I wanted to be a performance artist. I could show you my characters. Out of nowhere, Pee-wee Herman popped out of me. The audience ate it up and went crazy. There wasn't like a moment in the 80s that wasn't super cool to be me.
You know, I was surprised that the three of you didn't know he was dead.
We did not.
Had no idea that he had died two years ago. Yeah.
I didn't really put it in my registry of important things.
Yeah, he croaked.
And now you have one of mine.
It's a little high. I'll work on that. All right, let's see here. Teddy Mellencamp. She was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star, and she's also the daughter of John Cougar Mellencamp. Didn't he change his... He was like the OG of changing your name a million times, right?
Yeah, he like went to John... Well, he was John Cougar.
Okay.
Remember, he came out as John Cougar. I think I'm right. And then he added Mellencamp later.
All right.
I think.
Well, she is Teddy Mellencamp. And look, everybody kind of, I mean, even her own dad, her dad had bought her a plot because he said, look, we put you on the family plot. And she's like, I'm not dead yet, Dad, because she had two different brain tumors that they operated on. Her body was full of tumors. It was really a bad situation. And she does a podcast in, and it was pretty bleak, to be honest with you. But now, all of a sudden, she's gotten some great news. Here she is.
Really exciting news, everyone. Honestly, the crying is already done. But I just finished with all of my scans, and my tumors have significantly shrunk, which doctors believe means that this all will work and that I will be back to myself and feeling good. I have two more sessions of immunotherapy, and then hopefully I am done and I will be cancer free. I'm going to keep a positive outlook because that's the way that my doctor just spoke to me. He's like, you did this, you got this. And then of course, in complete Coug's way, he said, you got that Mellencamp blood, so you're good.
You're good.
Yeah, crazy, right?
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. It was pretty sketch there for a while. Snoop Dogg will return to The Voice. This is The Voice. Sound just like those people. Anyway, as part of a new partnership with NBC Universal, Snoop will also explore various film, television, sports, and streaming projects in conjunction with his Death Row Pictures company. The news comes after Snoop made his coaching debut on the singing competition, the show in the 26th season in 2024. The program right now currently has Kelsey Ballerini, Michael Bublé, Adam Levine, and John Legend. So I don't know... I don't know if he's going to be a mentor or if he's going to be a coach again.
I hope he's a coach again because he was really good.
He was really good. It was shocking. I was shocked too because I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, but it really did work. So I don't know who they're going to replace. I will say that Adam is super boring without Blake. He's just kind of, eh, whatever. John Legend's always been steady, but I feel like he is one of the coaches that you want there because he really does know what he's talking about, you know, as far as pitch and all that stuff. But Michael Bublé's cute on there. I don't know. So I don't know who he's going to replace, if he is or if he's just going to be a mentor. We'll see. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael Lohan, man, how they fall, was sentenced to 9 months in jail for violating his probation. That guy has always been in trouble.
All the time.
All the time.
Year after year.
Yeah.
He's always arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He cannot stay out of
so
trouble.
So he's going to be in jail for 9 months, Lindsay Lohan's dad. I mean, like, how do you get yourself in that much trouble as a full-grown adult?
It's got to be alcohol.
Maybe that's it.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think the guy drinks a lot. I think that, isn't it his wife? Is he still married? I don't even know if he's married still.
No,
he was in a bad relationship with that one
toxic
lady.
And yeah,
she also drank a lot, I think. And they were just, they were at each other's throats.
Well, in 2022, he was convicted of patient brokering. What that means is that he would receive illegal kickbacks from an addiction center as he would try to, you know, get people to go in there. So, like, he was dating this one woman, and I guess he told her she needed to go to this addiction treatment center. She went, and he got $25,000.
He's just a weasel.
He is.
He's always been a weasel.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think his daughter's finally cut him off.
I hope so.
Yeah. I don't think she messes with him.
Let's see. What else? I wanted to reread this again because I feel like this is fascinating because I feel like all of us that have been married have done this. And so I wanted to read this to you guys. There's this expert. He's some doctor. And he can tell you basically 93% of the people with complete accuracy if you're going to get divorced or not. He said, the biggest red flag for divorce is a sneaky little facial expressions, a one-sided mouth raise, like, you know, like, ugh, like that, an eye roll, or if they're fidgeting or if they're picking lint off their sweater while you're talking.
I'm watching for all of these tonight at dinner.
I know, right?
I've got them written down here.
Yeah, so if she does this with her face while you're talking, like, ugh, like that.
I'm not feeling good about this one.
Or if she, like, rolls her eyes, ugh. Or if she finger fidgets, like, while you're talking, like, yeah, can we get through
it? What if she throws a skillet at you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that on the list?
No, that's okay, because then she got it out.
Yeah, that's what happens to me. They throw stuff at me.
No, that's actually better, according to him, because this is festering. He said, if you see these signals where they're picking lint while you're talking, finger fidgeting, eye rolling, the mouth thing, it's festering. It says it is more toxic than pure anger, which is throwing a skillet at your head, fear or frustration, because it sticks around and it's just festering. He said, it screams, I'm over this, I'm over you.
So those are worse than her changing the locks on the door?
Yeah.
That was yesterday,
by the way. Yeah, that one's fine.
Oh, just wondering.
Because that way she's just getting her real anger out because she doesn't like you.
Okay.
These are people that are holding it in and festering. It's called the lint picker syndrome. And they're festering and festering because they just don't want to be married to you anymore.
I got to be honest, though. I did take that lock change thing very
you did?
Personal.
It says, but there is hope if you catch it fast enough. The contempt creeping in. If you catch your partner's contempt creeping in, you're supposed to call it out with kindness. Like, I'm on your nerves, right? You know, and laugh about it. Crack a joke or just hit pause in your conversation before things explode and just, you know, talk about them instead.
Oh, boy.
I feel like everybody knows that they've had that moment in a relationship.
I agree.
100%.
Yeah.
So you got to be nice about it, you're saying, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, go, am I on your nerves right now? You know, like that.
Yeah, that's me. I was locked out yesterday. I'll just sleep out here, honey, in the yard. See, no big deal. I like the stars.
I told you should have got a camper.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms in the forecast. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. You know, I mean, yesterday they were in the forecast, and the east got some, and we'll see what happens. BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. This Shannon Sharp thing is getting ugly. I'm watching video after video. This guy's going to lose millions. I don't know if he'll ever be back on TV again. I think he's done.
We're talking about Shannon Sharpe. There's a woman that he actually dated and then he was living with. And she's releasing, she's saying that he was an abusive boyfriend. She's releasing audio from him. And the things that he said to her were not okay.
No, not okay. And they're both very angry at each other. She has a lawyer that's just a snake.
That Busby guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's got audio clips. He's going to release drip, drip, drip every day. Something
Even
new.
Even a video.
Got videos, Jamie. He's got texts. He's got everything. Shannon Sharpe said some really bad things. Now, did he do what she's accusing him of? I don't know. Nobody knows the truth there. Figure that out down the road. I've always said, though, or I've said for the past few days, I don't understand why it's not criminal, what she's accusing him of. I don't understand that.
That is weird.
And why it's just about a money thing, you know? That makes no sense. If a guy did a crime, you gotta charge him, right?
Maybe it was only threats. They only have proof of threats.
I don't know.
And that's why it couldn't be criminal? Yeah. I don't know.
I think it takes less information to make somebody guilty in a lawsuit civilly than it does criminal. Okay.
I
don't think they have enough to do criminal, but they've got enough to get $50 million on the civil side.
That's
the only thing I can figure out. Okay. But this guy, keep it in mind, Shannon Sharpe had a deal on the table, according to sources, of $100 million on a either podcast or a Skype or something.
They said a podcast.
I forgot what it was. Yeah. But they say that's now off the table. So he lost $100 million right there because I don't think they're going to ask him back. And I think that ESPN's done with him. I don't think he's going to be on First Take anymore with the, what is it, Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I don't think you can bring him back after these texts.
I also think it's kind of weird that he tried to pay her off $10 million.
Well, now they're
that
saying
that doesn't look good.
Now they're saying $20 million. He offered.
He even tried $20 million.
$20 million for her not to come forward 2 weeks ago. He offered over $20 million to her, and she said no.
Yeah.
That's so she's angry.
But
you got a lawyer that's greedy.
$20 million angry. I mean, like that is. I'd be like, okay.
Well, you're not doing anything criminal, okay? So there it looks like a sellout if you drop criminal charges in order to get $20 million, if you say you did what you're accusing him of doing. But since that's not a part of the equation, I think I would have taken the $20
million. Yeah, that's
because
what I'm
on $50 million, you got to figure Busby's going to get, what, half of it, right?
Yeah, so.
Take the money and run. I don't know.
Well, that tells me, though, that she believes in herself.
And she thinks that she's got something.
Yeah, because she didn't take the $20 million. She is so adamant that this guy's a bad guy. And this is my just personal. I know nothing about these people. But I'm thinking about me. Like, if somebody offered me $20 million, I'm so, like, convinced that you are a crap-ass person that I'm going for it.
Or, and again, we don't know. We're just guessing. Jamie and I are just coming up with crap, okay? But maybe it's the Busby lawyer guy, because if he takes the money, if she takes the money, he's out of the picture. And he goes to her and says, hey, we can get more than that. I'll give you $30 million to go through with this. That way he gets 20. So he gets in her ear. She's never been through this process
before. Again, we don't know any of this. We don't know. Because now you're trying to sell it like it's fact.
We're just wasting time to go home. There's an NFL draft tonight. There's a basketball game, and Jamie's got facial aesthetics.
Yeah,
we got a lot on the plate
busy.
Tonight. We're just shooting the crap right now. We don't know what's going on.
Don't forget, I'm doing the Douglas County Sheriff's briefing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got to do the briefing today. Now, here's what I think. I think that the lawyer got in her ear, and he's talked. We'll be right back.
We don't know.
We don't know. No clue.
BJ and Jamie.
He doesn't. All right, let me ask him, okay?
Wait, I'm still singing Pink Pony Club. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Spadil.
What's up?
You got it on your calendar?
My calendar?
Yeah, your calendar. Did you write it down on your calendar? I don't want to miss it.
Or did you put it in your phone on your calendar?
Yeah, on your phone.
Yeah.
Did you write it down? Put it in your phone?
What are we talking about?
Told you.
No, stop doing that.
Well,
I know it's chunky.
That's part of the...
There's some chunks in there.
Did you write down, or did you put it in your phone today and mark the calendar for next year?
For next year.
You don't know. You have no clue.
No,
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, Jamie. Wow. How do we even pull this show off?
I swear.
Huge. It was like the biggest deal ever, but whatever. I mean, you know.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
You know what he does? He calls it in. Yeah. Phones it in.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what it is? It's that mine and your name's on it. And if his name's not on it, then he doesn't give a rat's you know what. No. Okay?
If only he put the kind of effort he put into paintball into the show.
Oh, no kidding.
You know? Like if he treated it like that, he'd go places.
Oh, yeah. We'd go places.
Yeah.
We'd all go places.
We'd go places like Estes Park.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Put it in the calendar. I'm asking.
Is it the Bigfoot days?
Oh. Hello!
Come on, man!
I'm pretty sure the Estes Park thing.
Yeah, give it away right there.
Hello! Yes, it's Bigfoot weekend up at Estes Park. They got a barbecue and everything.
I'll tell Siri to remind me.
Okay. Next year.
Next year,
you need to be reminded because we want to do a BJ and Jamie Bigfoot bus up to Estes Park to the barbecue.
Everybody's telling us, like, we're really missing out this weekend.
Yes.
Like, this Bigfoot.
I've got FOMO right now just hearing about it.
The Bigfoot barbecue, the Bigfoot extravaganza.
The 5K.
The people from Bigfoot. What's it called? Something Bigfoot Expeditions?
Bigfoot Expedition. It's that TLC show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where people go out camping looking for Bigfoot.
And they're coming into town.
Yeah.
To be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the person that puts it all together, Kaylee, she was on the air with us this morning, plugging the Bigfoot.
See, if I was a producer of the show, what I would have done after I heard all that
is
I would have called the TLC show and booked those guys to be on our show.
No kidding.
That's what I would have done.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Nah.
Yeah.
But that would have been a great idea.
That's because I think ahead.
Right. Okay.
All right. But anyway.
Now, you did keep Kaylee's number, right? Because she...
Nope. Okay. Oh. Well, that's all right. That's okay.
You don't have her number. You didn't write down her number.
Nope.
No.
I sure didn't. Nope.
Why?
Because why would he?
Because we'd need it for the barbecue bus.
The best prediction of the future is the past.
Huh?
100%.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like,
why
would you expect to get something different?
So it's on us. It's on us.
It is on us.
For us
to have expectation is a bad idea.
It's our fault.
But you did.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Oh, Miss Independence.
I love this song.
BJ and Jamie.
Okie dokie. We gotta go. Man, you're gonna have a good time tonight. Woo, you and all the ladies over Facial Aesthetics.
Yeah, we are gonna have a great time. You only have 20 more minutes to 25 more minutes to register for the last pulls for this, meaning the last drawings for this. At Alice1059.com and we're gonna meet you over there at Facial Aesthetics, and it's gonna be fun. Uh-huh. And you get big old prize packs and all this stuff.
You will be in the drawing for the last two. Yep. All you gotta do is get registered. This is gonna be a good time. All right, we have the draft. The Broncos, go Broncos. Hopefully we get a good player.
I can't believe that we're getting Travis Hunter. That is crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
He's already agreed to go.
Already?
Yeah. He just signed it? He just announced
it. Oh, wow. All right, there you go. You got to hear first.
Yeah. Mm.
And go Nuggets.
Woo! Go Nuggets!
Nuggets! Clippers tonight, right?
Take them out.
Yeah. Game three. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.